Leslie Todd. Tirelessly broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan. This is Ghostly Talk on February 22nd. Yes, that's 2/2/2009.
It's also Scott L's birthday.
Yay!
Well, we're going to run out of time. Let's go.
Bonnie, what is Ghostly Talk?
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Scott L., what is Ghostly Talk?
Ghostly Talk is an internet radio show.
And terrestrial.
Marginal notability. And, they basically suck. Your turn.
Tonight,
hurry up, you gotta hurry up, dude.
Tonight, Zach Adams joins us to talk about his fantastic new documentary entitled The Bell Witch Legend. We talk about the Wild Man of Kentucky with Philip Spencer. And finally, we discuss the spontaneous human combustion with Larry Arnold.
Wondering if you're listening to this show live right now, what just happened, and why are these idiots on the air?
Well, we can't even tell you.
Well, here, I'll tell you exactly what happened. We encode the show down. The master copy gets copied to the computer, and I forgot to fire that up. And it's the first time in a very long time I forgot to do something that goofy.
But
in the interest of doing a good archive, we decided to recut it over again. So,
and this is our half hour to do with what we want anyway.
And I think we should do the intro over and over for a half hour.
The format of the show is the first half hour is us, you know, talking about whatever we want, followed by a half hour guest, followed by an hour guest, followed by an hour guest. So,
well, yeah.
Thank you for breaking it down.
And we have to stick by that.
Break it down.
and we have to stick by that always. That's the rules. That's how you have to do it. Everything has to be perfect straight lines.
Yes.
When it comes to doing a radio show, it's very important.
And we wanted to do the intro twice.
We wanted to do it twice tonight because we are artists. All right, and that's the bottom line here. Actually, no, I made a mistake, and I want to say hi to some of our friends out there, some new friends. Absurd Radio is one of our new affiliates.
Awesome.
We've been working on getting the show out there a little further. You know, it's something that it's hard to get on top of that. But yeah, Absurd Radio, the gals out there, thank you. Sorry about starting off the way we did tonight. This is really impressive. You know, ASPRN. That's Chris Baker and Chris and Mike Baker.
Oh, excellent.
From Crossroads Paranormal Radio. That's their network. They're going to be doing the show in rotation. They're going to be doing archives of the show. So thank you guys. The other ones, we're working on that stuff. We got a few more coming up, and I'll be mentioning that stuff down the road here. But those guys are up on the site. Thank you so much for taking the show on. We really appreciate that. And all of our affiliates, I want to point out. Omnisound Radio 1. Jeff has been our boy for a number of years. Planet Paranormal, Para X Radio, Ghost Radio Australia. Our friends over at Para Hub. I don't even know if this guy's still around, so I'm not going to mention him. Paracast, Beast Radio, Black Vault Radio Network, Osprey Networks, Kang Fox Radio, another new one, Colorado Free Radio.
Excellent.
Thank you guys for taking us on. And a host of other people. You can go to our affiliates page and check that out. And that's what makes a show notable.
Is it? Are you sure?
Apparently not. Apparently not this show.
Nobody gives a crap about us. Nobody cares at all.
Well,
and that's fine.
If
you know
you're
what?
Looking at the chat room, it's very easy to come to that assumption. Get in there, people.
Well, yeah, you know, I guess we just don't fight enough on here. Maybe we should take it up another notch.
Hey, give me a chair. It's going over Scott's head right now.
We've grown some teeth here a little bit, I thought, this year. We got things a little hotter than normal.
Yeah.
And apparently our marketing department just doesn't know what the hell
we
they're doing.
We need sex and violence.
Yeah, we got to have more cursing. We got to have more craziness. We got to be completely off the cuff, I guess. You know, fine. Whatever.
No.
We're
so
full of piss and vinegar today.
You
know?
Have to unleash Doug and I for like a half hour.
Oh,
then
my
we're
gosh.
Good to go.
Oh, my gosh.
By the way, this is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott Allen.
I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
And this world would not want to see. I mean, because we threatened on taping our car rides.
And it's ugly, people.
It's no. You don't want to hear that.
But I do want to say, even though I've already done it twice, happy birthday, Scott.
Yeah.
And yesterday was Nathan's birthday.
Fun weekend.
Wow.
Fun weekend.
Happy birthday, Nathan.
Nathan and Scott.
I spent my weekend at work. So did you.
Yes.
I spent my weekend watching it snow again.
I spent my birthday at work, and we're here, but we're here doing the show because we like to do the show. We enjoy doing the show. We just got to get these facts out there. Sometimes we got to let everybody know why the show is being done.
We are marginal at best.
No, we're not working. We're not working on trying to get on our own reality TV show. And
no,
we'll never do that.
No,
I think if we did, that
might be notable.
If we did, it'd have to be on cable.
Yes,
but does cable make it notable though?
I don't know.
I don't know if it would, but I'm just saying with me, it would have to be on cable.
Well. Okay, we're not working on that. No, we're doing the show because we like to do it, and it leads me to my first point for tonight. I'm going to mention because we kind of blew the first 5 minutes of the show tonight.
Yeah, whatever. But, it's our show; we can do it.
7-year anniversary party's coming up. I mentioned this last week.
Yes, it is.
We're going to
end of next month,
March 21st. March 21st is the actual party. We're going to be taping the show at that party and rebroadcasting it on the 22nd of March, which is a Sunday from 6 to 9.
The actual anniversary is about now. Actually.
It's about I mean, debate goes on about that. You know, much because you know. Lots of debate goes on about
it. Wasn't it the last Wednesday of February 2002? So if we just grabbed because
that was the 12th of February of 2002.
Oh, the middle?
It's one of those things I don't really remember. I'm sure.
Or was it Tuesday?
If we dug deep enough, we could find something somewhere that may document when we first started the thing. You know, whatever. And aliens will find it someday and be
the last Wednesday in February 2002 was the 27th. So if it was the last Wednesday.
It wasn't the last day. No, because that would have been like the last day or the day before the last day.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was the week before.
Yeah.
The 20th.
Then it was the 20th.
Okay, all right.
I think it was the 20th.
Well, regardless, so yeah.
Because we had to redo the first one, the second, and
We're past the date, but we're going to be officially celebrating it the 21st of March with a bunch of our friends. Bonnie's working on that. I guess we're going to be having a big old party.
You can all expect phone calls from me this week because you're very bad at responding.
We're going to get together, you know, and hang out and have some fun. That's what we're planning on doing.
And I'm cooking.
Yeah, we discussed.
So come hungry.
I think we discussed the menu last weekend.
Yes.
On the show here.
And Doug made a face. So it'll probably stay the same bland menu that it's always been.
No, I want to, let's liven it up. Let's have ostrich burgers.
Ostrich burgers.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know, I was just really
I just thought switch it up a little bit.
How about roadkill burgers? Those are free. How are you at roadkill cooking?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Actually, are we still working on this? I don't want to. Stomp all over the
place. I thought we were brainstorming.
I'm trying not to throw up in my mouth.
Well, I asked you this question yesterday, Doug. And yeah, well, you know, because we got to step it up a little bit here. We got
to get
these numbers up. It's really important.
Yes.
Right.
So, the question I asked you yesterday is, you know, with all the, you know, the, and again, it's a horse we're going to keep stomping on and shooting. It's going to be a lot of fun to do that, too. But I'm noticing another new trend. In the paranormal community now.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm being very condescending, and it's on purpose.
It sounded that
way. It's very on purpose, and you're going to be hearing this the rest of the night, because it's my birthday, I can do whatever I want. So, I'm noticing there's a new breed of paranormal celebrity. I'm going to start my, if I want to start a paranormal TV show, I'm going to do like a Steve Irwin type show and go out and catch paranormal celebrities, right? Or especially wannabe ones and like tag them right there on the spot with like a marker or something.
Yeah.
And just like jump on top of them and be like, oh, crikey, look, it's a beaut. Look at this one. It's, oh, look, it's red. It's on its laptop on MySpace right now, as you can see, posting bulletin after bulletin. Oh, my God. There's a new one I've seen now that it's this weird hybrid, I guess, and you know, I'm trying to understand it, and I'll try to flesh it out here, but it's a type of paranormal celebrity that, well, speaking of notability,
which we have been thinking of nothing but for 3 days.
Yeah. This is the one that may have done maybe an appearance on a terrible reality TV show.
Okay.
Because there are many.
Because they're terrible.
Oh, yes. And, I know what you're talking about.
You know, and look, accomplishments are one thing, and that's cool. You know, I don't think we've really done all that much. I mean, and that's cool. And I think we're pretty clear that we go to, hey, look, I put my pants on, go to work every day, and this is what
I
do here, right?
I leave my pants off and go to work.
isn't that what you?
That's
you
why walk, every. That's why everybody shops down.
She walked into that one, Ronnie. So, but there's this new breed that I'm seeing that you know I've been seeing more and more. But go ahead.
No. I gotta.
We're whispering. You keep talking. Doug and I are going to tell secrets.
Okay. Yeah. Well, basically, it's. Well, not it is. There's a victim. Yeah, that's one of them.
Oh.
They didn't hear me say that.
Well, I heard you say that.
Yeah.
They had to have heard you say that. I heard it through these headphones. There's the victim. That's one of them, right? There's the victim. I've been noticing that I'm seeing these people kind of coming. And that's cool. I mean, if they got something to say, that's cool. I mean, people obviously will have questions for them. But they're, you know, they're going to conferences now. They're being
as headliners.
It's like headliners, I guess, if you want to call them that, as speakers and stuff like that. I'm seeing other people who have been part of these shows. Maybe they've been on one episode or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they're being billed as headlining speakers and keynote speakers. And, you know, they may have some experience. I may be wrong. I mean, I could be totally wrong. But it's just something I'm noticing now. And I'm just, you know, I'm just wondering when it's going to end when it comes to this stuff. And we can just kind of get back to
when my bra headlines a conference.
Well, has it been on a TV show yet?
No, but it's been in a movie.
Yes, it has.
Okay. Well, there's some notability. I mean, okay, so, all right. I'm just, you know, just something I'm wondering if you guys out there, the three of you that listen to the show, I'm wondering if you guys, you know, if you have noticed this too, that it just seems like even more so, and this has come up a lot, it's going to keep coming up, because I think it needs to be talked about now. It's getting more and more volatile, it seems, out there, and everybody just seems to want to, I mean, I admire people that want to get up and talk in front of people and want to, but, you know, I think you should have something to talk about. And maybe I should go to one of these conferences as a guest and sit down there and listen to what they have to say, because I could be totally wrong. But on the surface, it's just like, okay, this person was in one episode of this stupid show that everybody makes fun of. Anybody that has a brain makes fun of,
right? Right.
Literally, that has, you know, that has this thing called logic,
uh-huh.
Right? And
he's getting fired up now.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Well, no, I'm not getting fired up. I'm not. My blood pressure will not go up over this. But I'm. It's a point I just wanted to make this week.
Well, as you may remember, I did go to a conference as a guest.
Yeah.
And I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think there were any. Because I went to the Southern Wisconsin Paranormal Conference in Jamesville.
Look, if you just did a, if you just like a, little,
and yeah, it was sorry. Phenomenal.
There you go.
But they, you know, they had people we've talked to on the show, mm-hmm. as speakers. They've had people we didn't talk to on the show yet,
mm-hmm.
And just amazing stuff. There was a great amount of information. It was fun and light-hearted.
Well, even as an attendee, you should leave there with that. I hope.
Yeah,
I mean, an attendee, or I should say, I meant as a person maybe part of the conference. I mean, you should leave right. with the same stuff.
Well, I wasn't. No, I had told
you were
them,
a
no,
visitor.
I'm not you working it. I paid you money. I'm a.
That's cool.
I'm an attendee.
I just, you know, I'm just hearing more and more about this
and
stuff.
And I had a blast.
Where, you know, people get interviewed for 5 seconds and something, and they just try to run with that.
Oh yeah.
You know, and. And that's cool. I mean, yeah, good. 10 points to you for doing it. It's awesome.
But I should get more mileage out of the times
look,
we were.
You're not going to sign any autographs, though, okay? You're not signing autographs for people. Don't expect to. You know, don't. I don't get that, right?
I have to say, sadly, there are people that would probably want them.
Well, yeah, okay. You're right. And that's what really scares the hell out of me right now. You know, again, it comes down to I'm going to stay right here. We just do this show. It's a fun show. I just talked to somebody today about it, and I said, we do this show because we enjoy doing it. There's no money involved with this. I can't say that enough here. But it's, you know, it's something we've been looking out there, seeing what's going on and stuff like that, especially when you want to book good people for a show. We've been stressing that since the beginning of the year here.
I have to agree that I don't think even 5 minutes, which would be an extreme stretch,
yeah,
in a movie, a documentary, a, mm-hmm. you know, a paranormal series,
yeah.
you know, which those, the reality TV things, they just... None of them that are on the air can be taken seriously right now. Absolutely not.
No. I mean,
they went from almost believable in the beginning to completely unbelievable.
It's a damn circus
right now.
Out there now.
And the state of affairs with all of those is it saddens me.
It's
However,
really sad. I agree.
I don't think an appearance in any of those makes you...
Hey, 10 points to you.
It doesn't make you an expert in anything, that's for sure. It doesn't make you... It's about your work, the work that you're doing. Mm-hmm. If you're out there ghost hunting and you're getting pictures and you're getting EVPs and you're testing new equipment and trying new equipment
yeah.
and writing in either journals or even on message boards and sharing your experiences,
mm-hmm.
If you're going to conferences and you're talking to people and you're saying, hey, you know, there's three great places by me. What do you got by you? Is there anything going on? You know, what have you learned? And talking to people and networking.
Yeah.
If you're doing the work
yeah.
that's out there to be done, then you're a heck of a lot better off than the people who spend 5 minutes on
yeah.
TV and then become headliners and guests and speakers at a show.
I don't get it. I mean, I guess the point, I guess I'll cite this. Citations are important. I'll cite this, okay?
Please quote from Time.
A couple weeks ago, the Ghost Divas.
Yes.
Nice.
You're quoting the Ghost Divas.
No, I'm not quoting that. I'm not quoting that. I'm actually quoting somebody who was on their show.
Oh,
a few weeks ago, I listened to their show. I'm actually kind of making a habit out of listening to their show because they're a lot of fun.
They are.
Check out
their
show. Tanya Kaiser, dear friend
yeah.
of ours, is on
yeah.
the show. And they're great people. And, I usually hop on there and they're in their chat room and have a good old time. And it's great, right? And a few weeks ago, they had Greg Newkirk. We had him on from Ghost Hunters
yeah.
Incorporated. He dropped on there and...
You're quoting Greg Newkirk.
I'm quoting Greg Newkirk.
All right, here we go.
This is a brilliant thing he said. And it's in relation to ghostly talk and what we're trying to do here this year with the show.
Here's the quote. Wait, I know it.
Okay.
Ghostly what?
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
Very good. That's probably what happened afterwards. I didn't
hear
yeah. But no,
Who was that guy?
What he said, because we were talking about, you know, what we've talked about here before, you know, we're really having to really watch out for who we have on the show. We just don't want to have someone that's going to come out here and go and try to make a half an hour out of 5 minutes of their interview on some documentary. Okay?
Right.
Not going to happen. You can't do it. It's trying to get blood from a rock. It don't happen. I don't care what anybody says. It just doesn't work. Right. So one of the things he said, and, you know, we mentioned that, he's like, I want to hear from the people that you got to go chasing around to get them on your show, not
mm-hmm.
the people that come to you.
Right. Oh, that's absolutely true.
Yeah. He's like, and I'm like, you know what? And that's, you put it into words for me. That's brilliant. That's really what it's about. And we're doing that a lot more now. We're chasing people down going, would you like to come on the show? You know, nothing wrong with people wanting, hey, would you like me to come on? I'd like to come on your show. You're all right. Would you like me to come on the show? I'm not discouraging that, but, from the experiences we've had here in the last couple of years, it's been getting kind of weird.
Bill
so.
Nell.
I
had to write him and say, look, you know, and he even responded. Actually, several people have said, what can I contribute? And we're like, oh my gosh, you do all this great work.
Yeah.
We just want to talk about it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And
some people have said, what? People don't want to hear from us. And I'm starting to, yeah. I mean,
right.
I'm understanding their point because... You know, especially now, there's just so much opposition out there to
right.
everything. I mean,
usually, if you think you would be a really, really awesome guest,
but you might be. I mean,
maybe the chances
there's
are
a lot of gray areas
not.
There, and you know, it is. And
there
again,
are people who are really excellent guests who.
Yeah,
who
we're not coast to coast AM.
We're not.
We're not that
oh,
at all.
Far from
we're not here to judge anybody, but you know, we're trying to do. I want to do the best show we can do here. Just because I want us to do the best show we can do here. I know you guys feel the same way. That's the only reason we want to do that is because we want this thing to be the best thing it can be. Because we're proud of it. And we put a lot of time into it. And I don't want to see it get flushed down the toilet because somebody wants to talk about their 5 minutes, literally their 5 minutes of fame for a half an hour on the show. It isn't about new ideas. It isn't about exploring what we call the paranormal. It's about someone talking about themselves. And we do a lot of that here, too. We talk about ourselves. But it's our show. We can do that. Now,
let's take an example, right?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are out there, and they're putting together their pilots, right? Literally, mm-hmm. 95% of the paranormal community is doing a pilot.
Pilot okay? Crazy.
We're one of the guests we have today.
And we're gonna get into this. Yeah, we gotta explain this too because it's gonna sound really funny.
Yeah, it sounds like we're being whatever it is,
hypocritical.
But that's not entirely true because when we talked to Zach about the DVD, the documentary that he did,
the Bell Witch Legend.
Yeah.
Now you watched this today.
I watched it today.
I brought it into work and threw it on our laptop, and we watched this. Now, The Bell Witch Legend, Zach emailed me a while back and said, hey, I just finished this DVD up, and would you be interested in checking it out? I said, yeah, here's our P.O. Box, send it over. So he sent it over, and I got a chance finally to sit down, and I watched it, and it was absolutely phenomenal. It was it's cutting new ground. There's been several things, whether they're books or DVDs or whatever, done on The Bell Witch, and I think that The Bell Witch Legend... the Bell Witch Legend movie, the one that Zach and Sky High Films have done, is a real cutting edge film because it really got into the meat of the story, and they actually went to Adams, Tennessee,
right,
and met with people who have lived there for 50, 60 years. They actually talked to
He lived there when the Bell Witch was around.
Yeah, they actually talked to a Bell family descendant.
Yes, they did.
Who talks about what they got to deal with being a Bell in this area. You know, it really is an awesome, awesome film, and I think it was very interesting. And there's a lot to talk about this film.
Right.
I think we need.
Well, he went out there. Mm-hmm. They went out there and did the work.
They did the work.
They put together this independent project,
mm-hmm.
and it is really, really, really phenomenal.
Yeah, it's done so well, and there's so much information to take in, and it's only like 40, 45 minutes long. And at the end, I was like, oh, I want more.
And that's the kind of projects that I wish people would take on.
Yeah.
Are they looking to become...
I'm tired of... I don't want to see...
Uber famous about this, or have it run on Sci-Fi?
No.
Or A&E?
Who knows? It might get... I think it could actually get picked up.
Actually, out of all the things I've seen, film. that one could be.
Yeah. Other things I've seen with basically watching somebody's night vision camera for a half an hour, watching people get scared on camera, I'm done with it. I've been done with it for a very long time. And don't bother me with it either.
Right.
That's a warning. Don't bother me. You're wasting your money. You're wasting your money.
Ooh, you just called them out.
You're wasting your money. I'm done with this crap. No, I'm done with it. This is absolutely ridiculous.
An entire night vision film, though.
Yeah.
My question to you guys is, does everything have to be done in front of an audience?
Well,
be done in front of an audience? That's an exception. It's a serious question. I want people to think about that for a minute. Does everything have to be done in public? Does it have to be done in front of an audience? Can't you study something without having to go and make a DVD out of it all the time? Does it always have to be a project? Does it always have to be something, oh my God, this is going to change the paranormal as we know it? I mean, these are the things that I see.
Well, I think sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
But sometimes not. Like this Bell Witch Legend movie, did there have to be another one?
Actually,
no.
Not.
There's plenty of them out there.
But he went out there and said, we're going to ask him in a few minutes.
He went out there and he got original information, which is usually a big no-no.
Fantastic. Yeah.
No, it's a big no-no. Original, what is it? Original... original research.
Original research.
Original research.
Big no-no.
But if you put it in a DVD and then people can watch it and learn from it, I'm actually all for it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not stopping out people doing projects, but...
And then if the History Channel puts a stamp on it, then it becomes credible.
Well, there you
yes,
go.
Yes, which we are not, but I have to say, we have an affiliate in the chat room.
Oh, really?
Oh,
so
no. Are we
we're
getting
lambasted? Affiliate. No,
sorry about that.
Pine FM came in and said they loved the opening to the show.
Both of them?
Both the openings. Sorry about that, guys.
We'll come back.
Pine FM, I didn't mention them. Another great affiliate. Sorry about that, guys.
We'll come back after
the show. They thought it was fun.
We play all independent music here on Ghostly Talk. I mean, you listen to the independent music and enjoy it. We'll be back, of course, with Zach Adams of the Bell Witch Legend movie.
Sky High Films. Yeah.
Sky High Films. And there was something else. And I promise not to replay the opener.
Ghostly Talk! Is the veil between this world and the next getting thinner? I'm Chris Sloan, inviting you to join in and listen to a new podcast that deals with the paranormal, Parapod, with new guests every week, from paranormal investigators to the people they help. Hear actual EVP. The people that captured
you. Go into a case to disprove a haunting.
Three flashlights, actually four counting the lantern, were actually honed in on this thing, and it was swallowing the light up.
Parapod. Log on to myspace.com/ Chris Sloan Radio. That's myspace.com/ CHRISSLONE Radio. The only difference between the believer and the skeptic is time. And your time is now.
Listen to Darker Side of the Moon Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Visit our website at darkersideradio.com.
From horror movies to the paranormal, we cover it all.
It's a spooky, weird, and zany kind of show.
With your hosts,
Laura Moon
and Becky Ray.
Don't miss it.
Patiently waiting for the sun to I'm Tim Yancey, inviting you to explore the fascinating realm of the paranormal. Ghosts and hauntings, Bigfoot, UFOs, and alien abductions. Join me live every Sunday evening at 9 p.m. with the foremost authorities and experts in the world regarding the mysterious realm of the unexplained. The Encounters Paranormal Radio Series, as heard on WBZT 1230 AM. EncountersBroadcasting.com.
That'll rub us up a little bit.
Yeah, that's blood pumping.
What was that chick's name? That Diane DeStasio used her.
Wow.
Set of pipes on her. Amazing stuff. Song's called Shadows. MySpace.com, Diane DeStasio.
Wow. That is amazing. You're putting a link up on the webpage, though, right?
Yeah. Cool. Oh, yeah, of course. Doug, what's going on here? Who do we have?
Well, The Bell Witch Legend is a documentary that not only explores the legend of the witch that haunted the Bell family from 1817 to 1821, but also delves into the history of the Bell family and the small town of Adams, Tennessee, where the horrifying events happened. The Bell Witch Legend was all shot on location in Adams, Tennessee, and features interviews with some of the most knowledgeable historians on the legend of the Bell Witch. The website is www.bellwitchlegendmovie.com.
Mm-hmm.
And Ghost of Talk would like to welcome Zach Adams to the show. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good to have you here, Zach.
Yes, it is.
We have a lot to talk. I know we have a lot to talk about the movie. I said this briefly the last half hour. Zach, you were nice enough to send us a copy of this film.
Sure.
And when I had a chance, I finally sat down and watched the film, and I was just like, This is just a great piece of work, because like it says right here in the bio, it isn't just about the Bell Witch, because you know everyone wants to hear about the Bell Witch, and I'm cool. That's really cool. I mean, it's an amazing story. It's one of the most one of the scariest cases you'll ever hear about in history. But you guys really got, in my opinion, really got to the meat of it. I mean, you actually went there, sat down with a lot of these people, including Bell descendants themselves. And just got the story from these people. It just was fantastic.
Yeah, we did. You know, and it took us probably about 9 or 10 months to actually make the film. Of course, half that went into production and all that stuff. But we went to the places in Adams, Tennessee, which is about an hour from Nashville, Tennessee, and shot on location where a lot of these hauntings happened between 1817 and 1821. People got to remember, this is a legend that's almost 200 years old. It's one of the oldest ghost stories in the country.
Well, yeah, you know, and this, I mean, like I was saying to Doug, I made Doug watch this film today while we were at work, because all the stuff comes here.
He didn't watch it, that's really good.
All the stuff comes here to the studio, so I made it a point, dude, we got to watch this film, I want you to check this out, because we're going to be talking to this guy this weekend, obviously, and it's just a really, really great film, and we both just pointed out how well the film was put together. Now, you're part of a production company. What's the name of the production company again?
The company's called Skydive Films. Myself and my business partner, BJ Brown, we started this about 4 or 5 years ago here in Nashville, and we do everything from music videos, surprise, Nashville music, but do a lot of music videos, documentaries, short films, a little bit of everything. We also do a series for PBS called Southern Haunts. It airs all over the Southeast, which is like a series. We travel all across the South and find places that are reckoned to be haunted but also have history to them. And what got us going on this Bell Witch documentary is about 3 or 4 years ago, one of our first episodes, we did like a little 5 to 6 minute segment on the Bell Witch. It turned out really well, but we wanted to kind of just delve more into it. So we got a hold of Tim Henson, who lives up there in Adams, and him and I talked about putting this project together for a couple of years, and finally we just did it. We started shooting in December of 07, and we had our official premiere early November of this year, so it took really almost a year, actually, to...
Yeah. Well, the film, really, I mean, in its raw self, it's really just a straight-up documentary. I mean, you guys worked in, you know, some fleshed-out parts. I don't even know what you call those flashbacks or whatever.
Yeah, kind of like B-roll. We would, you know, we hired some actors to go in there and, you know, play John Bell and stuff. So we had some reenacting scenes. But yeah. It's really a documentary where we interview people. And we have a lot of pictures that we threw in there and some other B-roll.
Yeah.
And, you know, we shot about 95% of it on location in Adams, Tennessee. The only stuff that we didn't shoot on location was the reenacting stuff, where, you know, we had to go out and find, you know, a cabin that looked like it was 200 years old and hire actors and people bringing in all the wardrobe and stuff from the 1800s.
Well, you know, the reason I point this out is that there are a couple other documentaries. You know, well, I think there was one other documentary and there was an actual movie made.
I think there were two movies.
It may have been. Well, there was American Haunting, of course.
Yeah,
that,
I know. I don't. Right. Yeah,
that,
I try
that
not
spawn
to count.
Of Satan. That
I try not to count that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's art. Okay, it's notable.
Sure.
It's art, right?
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Who put their stamp of approval on the back? That's my question.
Somebody in. Yeah. I don't even mention that. But okay.
Good. Good.
No, but I mean, they were more just the story, right? It was just, you know, focusing on the scary story of, you know, the Bell Witch, and, you know, of course, you know, I think some people took a little bit of liberty on that and, you know, made it into
a
this. Well, okay. But this really.
Right. Well, yeah, you know, it was Hollywood, and.
Right.
You know, it was what it was, but, you know, at least it brought more notoriety to the legend itself and to, you know, Adams, Tennessee, and all that stuff. And, of course, you know, Reese Witherspoon's got a movie about the Bell Witch coming out. I just found out a couple months ago. It's called Bell Witch. She's starring in. She's also producing it as well.
Glad they put a lot of thought into the title of that.
Yeah.
Let's call it The Bell
Witch.
That's what we'll call it.
We'll call it The Bell Witch. Yeah. No, this film, your film, though, it really, I can't stress it enough, it just dives into the meat of it, and that's what I found so cool.
I really like the hometown feel, because, like, the very opening of the movie is, here's Adams, Tennessee, and, you know, it's just there. It's not pretentious. It's not.
It isn't Las Vegas.
It's just there. Whether the Bell Witch was here or not, this is Adams, and this is how it's always been, how it always will be. And and I'm like, wow. It just feels like you're there. Like you understand what they're going through right now. And then it starts digging into the history and then the people. And then you get to talk to the locals and the historians. And it's very, very well put together. And you really do feel like you're there.
Yeah.
When you took on the project, did you learn, like, you probably knew stuff going in because you had exposure to it with that, with that one previous piece for Southern Haunts on PBS.
Correct.
But then, Did something surprise you? What was, like, the most shocking thing or surprising thing that you either learned along the way or talked about or discovered? Like, something that really stands out in your mind, either about the legend or the people. It doesn't matter.
I would say the little thing about Andrew Jackson. I wasn't aware that Andrew Jackson had actually met the Bell Witch back in, I believe, 1819, 1820, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, he was a senator from Nashville. He was traveling, and he had heard these stories about all this crazy stuff going to Bell's house, and he was a personal friend of John Bell, and went down there, and he stayed the night there, and his famous quote was saying, "I'd rather fight the entire British Army than spend one more night at the Bell household." So I was like, that's kind of interesting. So a former president supposedly had.
Well, you'd think of fear, especially back then. Well, yeah, when you think of a president back then, and you think of the blue steely eyes, the come hither look, you know, fear nothing. I am the president. I am the chief, you know, the chief military officer here. You know, I mean, and for someone back then. I mean, Bush, you know, if you startled him the wrong way, he'd probably fall over and have a heart attack right there. But, you know Andrew Jackson, now that's
aren't there different. Like little, aren't there like little?
They didn't call him Old Hickory for nothing. He was tough as nails.
As opposed to current presidents, where, like, they remind me, aren't there little goats that you can scare so that they fall, pass out or something? What? Somebody was telling
us. Pygmy goats or something.
Is that it?
Well, possums do the same exact thing, too.
Well, that's true.
Playing possum, but.
Somebody, I think maybe it was Tanya Kaiser. Somebody was telling me about this little goat, and it just looks like a little tiny goat, and you scare it. You just go, boop.
Yeah.
And it just
fall over.
Passes out. Yeah.
I've heard that. I'm sure there's video on YouTube of that.
There's
sure.
Got to be.
That compiled with my comment on Bush further drives the point home that Bush was the spawn of the devil himself. So there you go.
Wow, there you go.
So another thing we covered here on Ghostly Talk, you will only hear it here first. No, one of the things I wanted to ask you, well, did you have a question, Doug?
Yeah. So you go down there and you interviewed some rather colorful people. And what was their, because we didn't get, we got a sense of their general impression of the legend and what they grew up with and uh-huh. and how it affects them and what they had heard and things like that.
Yeah.
But what, do you think that they, like, I know that they don't obsess over it. That's not the right thing to say. What would it be? Like, if you're a resident of Adams or nearby,
mm-hmm.
do you think maybe something goes through their head, like, when something weird happens, like, I wonder if that was the Bell Witch?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what, like, you know, Tim Henson was telling me that. He was the main featured historian, author in the Bell Witch legend. He was even saying that. People, oh, my car, you know, broke down. It won't start. You know, it's the Bell Witch, and they put gas in it, and, you know, 10 seconds later, it works fine. So that's definitely true. Everything that happens there, just people, you know, some people there were just blamed on the Bell Witch. So, you know, we hear that a lot. But these people are all from there, and, you know, they're not out here looking to get famous or anything. They're just good people with good stories, and, you know, it just took a long time to really find people that knew the legend, that knew the history. They could just, you know, get in there and just, boom.
Well,
tell them.
I'm sorry, go ahead. No, that
was it. Just,
well, how did you get into, because I understand, now I think I understand the project, because I've seen the movie, and I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I learned a lot. But in general, because evidently you've done a lot with filmmaking. You know, you've done the PBS series, you've done shorts and music videos, and now the documentary. What got you into filmmaking in general?
You know, it was probably, I was about 14 or 15 years old, and I remember we got a camcorder one summer, and I discovered it, and just fell in love with it. And it was always just shooting. I would film, like, sporting events and stuff, and everything, and then we get our little friends over, and we make little videos here and there, and it's kind of stuck with me. I've always enjoyed it, from cinematography to directing, editing, producing, screenwriting, everything pretty much behind the scenes. You know, I was like never the actor in the film. I would always get other people to do that for me. That's the one thing I haven't done yet. We'll see in the future. But I was, you know, 14, 15 years old and got a camcorder and just kind of stuck with it.
Well, it shows. It really shows. I can't stress that enough either. It really shows. And the film come off so great, I think. One of the things I was curious about, though, is, you know, there, like I said before, this was in its rawest form, this is a true documentary.
Yeah.
And, I mean, a lot of interviews and stuff like that, talking to a lot of these people. I'm just curious, you know, with some of these people you interviewed, I'm just wondering, because this is probably, you know, probably one of the top three most famous, you know, poltergeist / haunting cases, you know, in history, in my opinion. I mean, the Bell Witch, anybody around the world knows who the Bell Witch is. I'm wondering if you, when you guys came to these people, you know, like, hey, look, this is what we're working on, we're wondering if we could talk to you, did they kind of go, Jesus Christ, would you just leave it alone? My God, we know about the Bell
Witch. Some of them do, but they're not in the film, and I won't talk too bad about them. But the ones that are on the film, they were great. And some of them had never been on camera before in their life. Probably half of them have never been on camera before. And, you know, they're not actors. Like I said, they're not people out just trying to get famous for this or that. I'm in a film or whatever.
Yeah.
We just, and this is with a really small crew, which was nice as well. It was myself and two other crew people, and that's it. So we didn't want to freak the people out, bringing out, like, a grip truck out there or makeup and all this stuff. We wanted these people, you know, to feel like they're having a conversation with me. You know, and I would ask them the questions, and then they would, you know, respond. And so I didn't want to have a really big crew to freak them out and just make them as comfortable as we possibly could.
See, I never thought about it that way because, you know, most people, that's what they want. They want to have, you know, the trailer with the deli tray sitting in it, and they want to have the big crew, huge and all that
and
stuff.
And only the yellow M&M's.
Yeah, and all that stuff. They want to make it this huge production where, you know, I guess some people would be intimidated by that, especially if they've never been in front of a camera before, as opposed to just going in there going, okay, we're going to set this camera up, and we're just going to have a discussion, and we're going to, you know, we'll take that, and we'll use it for the film, you know, whatever way we do
it. Absolutely.
It just seems so much more natural than, you know, especially for a documentary. You know what I mean?
And some of it's kind of raw and stuff. Like this one scene we did with Paul Eaton. He was the guy with the suspenders.
Yeah.
Kind of like Santa Claus with the beard.
Yeah. was noticed.
Yeah, it was noted. Yeah, noted, yes.
And he's a good friend of Tim Henson. Here's what's funny. That was shot on one of the main roads in Adams, and that interview lasted almost 30 minutes. I'm in the film, but in the raw footage, not one car came within 30 minutes on the main road in Adams. So that just shows you how small it truly is.
Well, I can say that I've been there myself. Myself and my girlfriend went there back in, what was it, 2006, I think now? Summer of 2006, yeah.
I think so.
We drove down there, and we actually went to the Bellwitch Cave and visited and took the tour and stuff. Did you guys take the tour, by the way? I mean, I'm sure you did, but I'll ask
you. You know, I have not taken the tour yet. I need to do that. That's the one thing I have not done. We filmed this mainly in the winter, and it was closed.
Okay.
When we were actually filming the interviews.
Well, okay, so, I'll tell you, they're nice people there. They're great. The guy and the gal who, like, own the property, and they pretty much own the Bellwitch Cave. The woman, I forgot her name, she was the nicest lady.
Chris Kirby?
It may be. It's not in my mental microfish right now. But the gentleman, the man, he comes off rough at first. Be careful. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
He's cool. But when you first meet him, he's like, you know, what do you need? You know, and it's like,
I
saw the sign out front that said Bellwitch Tours. Why would you ask a question like that? But I'm here.
I want to pick blueberry.
That was a pretty darn good impression, actually.
Nice, though, and nothing would take away. He's a really, you know, after we got over that, you know, initial, because I think you might have saw the Michigan plates and said, oh, God. You know, these people in Michigan are idiots.
Yeah.
After that we talked, and he was really cool. We had a great time. It's a lot of fun. I always have suggested, if you're near that area, go to Adams, Tennessee, and check out the Bellwitch, you know, go to the tour. It was only $10 a person for us. It was relatively cheap to go check it out. Warning, it's really, really, really hot in Tennessee in the summertime.
Awful humidity, it gets up there.
So if you want to cool down, though, you can go in the Bellwitch Cave and cool off. So there you go. There's an incentive to go. So, yeah, but I definitely suggest that. And, I mean, the cave itself is just, it's amazing just to go in there. I mean, I think with the whole story behind it, it makes the cave 10 times creepier than you would probably normally, any cave. A cave just by itself is just, you know,
creepy.
I don't want to go in that thing. There's stuff in there
that
probably swallow me whole.
But there are people who do like to go in caves. But
like my girlfriend.
It's actually a minor part of the legend.
Yeah, it is. But
yes, it is.
But that's, you know, we went there for the tour.
Well, yeah.
But no, it definitely, I suggest that, to go check that out, too. It just really brings, you know, you learn a lot, too, from that also. They tell you some things and stories and stuff like that, too. But no, again, I mean, I really think, you know, as we're running out of time per usual, and this always happens. But this film really just cut new ground, I think. That's why, I mean, and for the people out there who are listening in the first half hour, that's why we brought Zach on here, because I thought this film was great, and I wanted to see if some people pick this film up, because you can learn a lot from it. It's, I mean, just with all the interviewing and stuff like that done on there, it isn't just a scary story that was visualized for you with actors and stuff like that and cameras. There's a few cutaways, like we said, but it's a lot of really good information. And that's my two cents, Doug.
Oh, I absolutely agree. I'm wondering, Zach, what's next on your plate? Are you gonna, obviously you're doing the Southern Haunts, but is there more paranormal stuff coming out from you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We're gonna get on this summer and do an hour long episode of New Orleans. I've never been. I was actually born in Baton Rouge, but I've never been to New Orleans, Louisiana, so we're gonna get to know this summer and do an hour show about the history and folklore of New Orleans. We've already done Charleston and Savannah, another city I would definitely recommend. I'm sure you guys have been there, Savannah, Georgia.
Not yet. I have been to New Orleans. I got kicked out, actually. So.
They're having a little party there down there.
They do.
Oh, that is going on right now.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me, like, is Mardi Gras going on this weekend? I'm like, why would I know that information? I don't live there. apparently we're going to party in spirit with the people down there. But yeah, that is going on.
Me too. So that's pretty much our next, you know, we're doing some more music videos and stuff like that from some new artists. But we're also, we definitely still do the documentary stuff, the paranormal stuff. And we're, you know, as long as our show keeps, they keep playing it, so
yeah. Well, one more about concerning the Bell Witch also too. One thing I wanted to point out, and this is on the DVD too. You talk, and this is something that we've heard about with people that have done a lot of stuff. So, you know, we talked about that a minute ago, and kind of, you know, more of a lighthearted tone about, I guess, how you'd live there. You could blame everything on the Bell Witch, which that might be the place to move to. You know, but
I am blameless. It's all
Kate's fault.
Kate did it.
But you said that you had some issues also when you were putting this film together. Am I correct?
Yeah, you know, the last 5 or 6 minutes of the film is talking about, you know, the post-production and crazy things that happen to us. People say all the time, and I have people that, you know, 4 or 5 people warn me, in fact, don't do something on this list for the bad things that happen. Now, nothing's happened to me yet, knock on wood, but, you know, our editor and our cinematographer, Bill Cornelius, when he was cutting the film here in Nashville, strange things would happen. Tapes would go missing, computers would turn on and off by themselves, DVDs wouldn't burn properly.
Yeah, that was Bill. I'm sorry. I said you. That was Bill. Yeah,
Bill Cornelius. And he would get sick. And I've known Bill for years. He states in the documentary, he'd never get sick. And there were a couple times that he was editing, and it was just weird. He would get, you know, migraines and be out for 3 or 4 days and get stomach flu and all this kind of crazy stuff that happened. And that's one reason it took us. I mean, it literally took us 6-7 months to put this together, and it should have taken a month and a half.
Well, you know,
2 months, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting, too, because one of the things you probably know doing Southern Haunts is equipment failure is one of the things that ghost hunters deal with, right?
That's true.
So, I mean, I don't know if I would have expected it to be while you were physically in Adams or because of how Kate worked, maybe it didn't have to be, and maybe it was like, you know, yeah, I can reach to Nashville, no problem.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll do the whammy
on him over there.
That's what was crazy is that, you know, nothing happened when we were actually shooting, and even the footage, you know, we had no audio problems, we had no glitches at all, but when we went to the post-production, it's just when all hell broke loose, and it was just one of those things. We even had a sound editor that said he kept not getting the files for whatever reason. We've worked with this guy for years, and we've always emailed him the files, and he's always got them properly. He could never get these files, like the fourth or fifth time, until we finally got them to him. So I don't know. I don't really have an explanation.
I wonder what Kate is trying to keep people from saying about her.
Don't know.
Who knows? Who knows? That's
was she a vegetarian?
You know.
Well, the reason I say that is because we've heard about this before with people who have done stuff like this with the Bell Witch. They've had all kinds. They've had hard drive crashes. They've had fires. They've had all kinds of
stuff
happen to them.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
I'm just wondering if this truly is, you know, Kate coming to tell, you know, trying to intervene here, what the big secret is. Kate, why don't you let us know here and blow up our board or something like that?
We do have a backup.
Call up right now. Go talk. Great. We'd love to have a conversation with you. That would be awesome.
Zach, unfortunately, we're at the top of the hour. Hang on the line. Don't leave us just yet, okay? Hang tight.
Sure.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Everybody, the website.
Yeah, where can we get the film?
Yeah, the website is at www.bellwitchlegendmovie.com. Mm-hmm. It's all run together, no spaces or hyphens, bellwitchlegendmovie.com. And absolutely well done. So
yeah, well done. Thank you, Zach. I mean, congratulations on doing such a fine job. Hang on the line. Don't leave us just yet. We're going to go to break here. Who do we got coming up next?
Well, coming up next, obviously, we're going to talk to Philip Spencer. And this is really, really interesting because we're going to be talking about
it's cryptozoology.
Yes, it's cryptozoology, the Wild Man of Kentucky, and all kinds of. Wow, I just absolutely cannot wait. I guess this is a Southern themed film. Or film.
Film.
Because we're doing
movies
now.
We're
going to make a movie.
Now.
That was a Freudian slip right there.
A Southern-themed show.
We'll be right back after this.
For more info, visit ghostlytalk.com.